We're blowing the doors wide open on Inside Wealth right here on Talk 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco. And now it's time for our winning business segment, and you know why it's winning business. It's because nobody has to lose. And with us today is Dr. Hazel Henderson. She's a futurist, a brilliant woman. I absolutely adore her also. Just a wonderful heart. She was the creator and co-executive producer of the Ethical Markets TV series, wrote the book of the same name, Growing the Green Economy, and also the creator of the Calvert Henderson Quality of Life Indicators, where it's not just simply the numbers. It's also about what they mean to our lives that really determines the vibrancy and the effectiveness of our economy. So with that, Hazel, thank you so much again for being with us in Inside Wealth. And what do you have for us today?
Well, thanks, Stuart. Good to be here. So I just want to talk about two ways that we could end the recession and help grow the new green economy, because really nobody has to lose out of this current recession. And as you know, 70% of the American people now say we are already in a recession. And so my view is that rather than more Fed bailouts of Wall Street, as you know, the Fed has already spent $400 billion of its $800 to $900 billion of reserves on all these bailouts. And instead of another stimulus package, which is what the Congress is talking about, on top of the $170 billion that's already coming in those stimulus checks, last time I read about this, apparently a large proportion of those stimulus is going to be spent either, you know, on goods that are made in China or else on booze and tobacco and whatnot and gambling. So instead of another stimulus like that, let's keep the investments here at home. And that means to retain the investment tax credit for solar, wind power, and other renewables to keep growing the green economy. Right now, the oil industry is trying, is fighting to try to get them cut off. And if they are cut off, it means a lot of investments from other countries in Europe that are trying to invest in the U.S. will go invest somewhere else. And then number two, let's have cities take the lead now, employing their local construction companies on renovating buildings and doing energy and green retrofits, which there was the best example is the city of Cambridge, Massachusetts, where they really have a hard time, you know, because they use so much energy. And as they're retrofitting these old buildings, like their city hall, they find they can save 50% of the energy, and of course, a tremendous amount of money, and employ hundreds of thousands of local people. And so we can also begin repairing our bridges, our levees, our dams, and our roads, and that will employ hundreds of thousands of people. And the whole idea is let's keep our money here at home rather than sending more overseas to buy more foreign oil. And so if any of your listeners want to know how many new jobs, they can go to the ApolloAlliance.org or GreenForAll.org. And both those organizations have the numbers, and you can also get to them from our own website. So how about that, Stu?
You know, it sounds great. And what you're saying here is there is very strong economic and ROI, return on investment, underpinning in these retrofits and in going green. This is not just something that feels good, and it's something that will extract us years from now from dependency on foreign oil.
Yeah, absolutely. And go to the Cambridge, Massachusetts experiment that they've got going there, which was reported on that PBS program Now. And it's really amazing what they're doing there. And it doesn't cost money. It saves money. How about that?
Hazel Henderson, thank you so much for bringing such wisdom and clarity to a circumstance right now that can feel awfully scary to a lot of people because, you know, it looks like we're in for a doozy.
Thank you, Stu. Take care.
Don't you just love Hazel Henderson? You know, she's such a great thinker. And You know, clearly she's been around the block for many, many years, and she hasn't lost her zeal for life and always looking to find ways to improve our lives and on a global scale. So she's just not thinking about only herself all the time. It's about all of us and ways to end the recession. And I can't help but get a sense here that, you know, there is a theme here with new paradigms. New paradigms, because these times are changing. And in fact, we've got a big decision coming up in a few months between what we consider to be a continuation of an old paradigm. You can guess who we're talking about. Or the prospects of a new paradigm. Okay, new paradigm, I'll spell it out. Barack Obama. Old paradigm. I'm not talking about his chronological age, although we could go there too, but it really isn't about chronological age. Because George Bush is not, isn't nearly as advanced age as John McCain is, and yet he also represents very much the old paradigm. In fact, it looks like we've taken a couple steps backwards, have we not? Doesn't it look that way in terms of how we're treating Americans, let alone how we're treating people in other countries? So that is something I'm inviting you to take a really strong look at and to make a priority. Is this new paradigm of where can we go as a race? Where can we go in our lives? Because, you know, it's not just about America being a superpower anymore and walking around with the swagger, no matter how much that image is appealing. You know, for some of us, it could actually be appealing. There's nothing like feeling like you're the big man on campus. You know, you get to pound your chest a little bit. You feel good about yourself and you have a sense of, you know, a greater sense of yourself. Of course, that's only superficial. And underneath it is some kind of deep, deep separation and spiritual disconnection that leads to the need to prove ourselves in that way. And that's why I love, actually, I love Bev's book, Love 'Em or Lose 'Em, which, of course, could apply to your marriage as well as to your employees, right? Because there's really no distinction in a way. It's all about relationship. And it's all about love. In fact, what's really interesting, I got to share this, not to diminish Bev's thoughts about Love 'Em or Lose 'Em, but, you know, sometimes you can love them and still lose them. So the question is, how can you keep loving either way? Not just love them to keep them, but love them because it's actually our authentic state of being. Because that really is the inside wealth. And I want to come full circle and mix into this cauldron here, the bowl of stew from the beginning as well, where we talked about this energetic state of loving energy. That may sound new age, but we all know what it is. We all know what it is, and we've known it ever since we were children. And in the most grounded, practical state, each of us would say unequivocally, as one of the things we all have in common, that there's nothing greater in the human experience, in any of our individual or personal human experience, than being in that loving state. Whether it's loving what we're doing, loving who we're with, loving our surroundings, and certainly loving ourselves. That is the furthest thing from New Age and the furthest thing from woo-woo you could possibly get. And that really is the heart of Inside Wealth. After 3 years of being on the show, week after week, talking to some of the most truly thoughtful and amazing people on this planet, not to say you're not one yourself, even if you haven't been on the air here with me, with us. But to talk to people like Tony La Russa, manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. You know, to speak with a Ken Fisher, who's number 297 on the Forbes 400 list. To speak with a Warren Hellman, literally another billionaire, who always invests in people first. To talk to someone like Roger McNamee,
who has shared, you gotta love what you do. And taking a step further, you gotta live your truth, whatever that is. Which means you have to understand it. You have to understand yourself and know what that is. And he, by the way, was a guy who wasn't given much more than a month to live at one point himself. To Alvin Toffler, you know, the list goes on and on. And by the way, even though the show is ending next week with new episodes, it will live on and on for quite a while on InsideWealth.net. That's InsideWealth.net, where we will continue to hang our archives for quite some time. Because as Ben Franklin once said, we must hang together, or we will surely hang separately. And as I go into this whole notion of the 1 month to live thing, where I take a look at my own life and what a joy it is to be alive. And what's amazing here is I'm knowing, by the way, a number of people in relationship right now who are undergoing separation or divorce. It's really kind of remarkable how, you know, June, you know, used to be the time for marriages, right? It wasn't that like a June bride thing? It's supposed to be, you know, you wear white June bride and live happily ever after. Well, what's amazing is, you know, as we know, divorce rates are high to begin with, but I know a number of people who are getting divorced now. And it's really, in a way, it saddens me. It saddens them on some level. But it's also indicative of the fact that we are here, each of us, doing our best to create love in our lives. And if it's not working out with a particular relationship, you know what? Love comes first. And the ability not just to love, but to create a workable relationship and a peaceful relationship and one where there's alignment is really paramount. And just maybe, it's what's interesting is at least one of these separations actually has very little drama around it. So it can just be a mutual agreement or at least an acceptance that, you know what? I've got a priority on one thing, you've got a priority on another thing, and we've kind of diverged from where we had been. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay. And what that underscores to me is that we continue to evolve. We continue to grow. And so do you. I mean, the truth is here, we are truly in a new world. We're in a world where economically we are no longer the superpower. Hey, get used to it. You know, there are other kids on the block. We are not in control of our future as it relates to oil and energy. Guess what? Get used to it. I'm not giving you the tough love here. It's just simply a matter of let's take a look at what's real. Okay? And it's really a matter of where we place our attention. So if you had 1 month to live, where would you place your attention? On your family? On the people that you love? On the things that you enjoy doing? And that's what you do the most, right? Isn't that how you would spend a great portion of your time? Well, I'm inviting you right now to consider that we don't need a 1 month to live to do that. That we can live a life of greater joy and greater abundance of spirit. It may not always translate into dollars and cents. But you know, very often it does. Very often it does, because it simply comes down to how can I love this person enough in a business relationship to be of such great service to them that it's worth them, to them in money to be in relationship with me, whether it's the product, the service, what have you. You know, and excellence and value, providing value and service have always gone hand in hand with money. And we all know that it's not just about the money. It's about the relationship. So as we're winding down yet another, our second to last episode in this incarnation of Inside Wealth, I'm inviting you to go as deeply as you possibly can within yourself and ask yourself, you know, who am I at the core? And am I in fact connected to all that is? And if I am, Can I allow that to breathe with me? Can I allow that to live through me? And what would it want to create and want to experience in life? Because if we're able to do that and let go into that, I can tell you from firsthand experience when I do this, it feels so great. It feels free. It feels vital. It feels alive. And very grateful to report, very loving. Until next week, invest in yourself, your passions, your purpose, and your planet. As we turn the clock to see you, honey, I'll sell the stock. We'll spend all the money. We're starting up a brand new day. Join us again same time next week on Talk 910 KNEW. And be sure to visit our website at InsideWealth.net. Subscribe to our podcast, blog, or learn more about Inside Wealth with Stu Zimmerman. Thanks for listening. Talk 910 KNEW.